our way through Colossians chapter 2. This is the second session of four, and this one covers verses 8 through 15, and it's entitled Alive in Him, Alive in Him. So let's read the passage, Colossians 2, starting with verse 8. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophies and empty deceit according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in him who is the head of all rule and authority. In him also you were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands by putting off the body of flesh by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God who raised him from the dead. And you who were dead in your trespasses and uncircumcision of your flesh, or your sin, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses, by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them in open shame by triumphing over them in him. In this passage, we will delve into the meaning of the Greek words behind our English translation to get a fuller understanding of what Paul is teaching. But first, we have been talking about the Gnostics and their higher knowledge. Let's summarize what they taught. So, number one, the Gnostics taught, number one, Christ's humanity made him imperfect. This is a tough one to comprehend. Who would reasonably assert that God the Son was not fully divine? This view comes from a false understanding of the incarnation. The Gnostics believe that God was holy and divine, true. But the holy must stay separated from evil man, lest the holy become polluted by evil and become less than perfectly good. They believe that such a pollution of evil must have occurred, since Christ spent 9 months in Mary's womb, and he was the product of human procreational activity, right? Wrong. Christ is not less divine than God. He is God the Son. Number two, verse 8 speaks of the elemental spirits of the world. Please note, this is not elementary spirits, but elemental spirits. The passage is not talking about simple basic principles which might appear to the ignorant or uninformed. The Greek word here is talking about the basic elements or the substances of the universe. Such substances or parts include the stars, the planets, the sun, and the moon. Thus, they placed a heavy emphasis on astrology or reading meaning into the movements of stars and planets. Of course, only these experts, the Gnostics, would be able to understand and interpret the message of the stars. Astrology was prevalent in the Greek culture of Gentile populations, so to fall into this heresy was easy for them to do. Number three, they adopted some Jewish practices and rituals, among which was circumcision. To the Jew, circumcision was the badge of identification with their father Abraham. They asserted that circumcision of the men was essential for salvation. This led to a false concept. Christianity was not a subdivision of Judaism. You didn't become Jewish to be saved. Christianity is new, different, and unique. Christianity is the fulfillment of the Jewish faith, not a branch of it. So in verse 11, Paul tells us we were circumcised with a circumcision without hands. We received a circumcision of the heart made new by the circumcision of Christ, which is faith in his sacrifice for sin. Finally, number four, Paul and by association Christ kept things from them. Now, this was what the Gnostics asserted. Now, this was addressed earlier in that Paul asserts they, the Colossians, have all they need. They need nothing else. Verse 9 states that all of deity, the divine, dwells physically, bodily in Christ. You see and experience Christ. You see and experience God himself. In these four points, the Gnostics are deceiving them, leading the Colossians away from the simple truth, faith alone in Christ alone. Another important concept from the Greek is seen in verse 14. What is meant by canceling the record of debt? How is my list of sin nailed to the cross? In a crucifixion, a list of the allegations of law violations was nailed to the cross above the head of the victim or criminal. In this way, anyone could read what the person had done and why he was being executed. In Christ's case, the accusation was plain, King of the Jews. Paul's assertion is that along with King of the Jews, which is true, is another list of all the sins of mankind, including yours and mine. When the victim died, the list was removed. The violation was satisfied, including yours and mine. And so we can praise God for one of my favorite life verses, which is Galatians 2:20. And it says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. But not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So, Father, what an amazing truth this is, that when you died, I died, and a dead person cannot sin. But you came back to life, and I remained alive, and I still struggle with sin, but it's getting better all the time, less of a pressure, less of a demanding part of my nature. And I'm trusting you in the rest of my life and those that are listening in the rest of their lives, that pressure, that temptation of sin will be lessened and lessened, and as we become more and more like you and reach a state in the next life of glorification with you and to be your bride, part of your family. What a promise that is. We look forward to it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.